Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome back to More To It, the show that takes a deep dive into the biggest stories in sports, entertainment, and culture. Start with headline news and then journey to deeper conversations. Always finding those life lessons that are presented in every single story. I'm your host, Marcel Swally, that dude.
And y'all know this show is sponsored by BetUS. I see y'all logging in. Y'all like, where you at, Wiley? When we gonna compete? I'm scared. I'm reading all these gambling books right now. Go to WileyWins.com, WileyWins.com. I gotta get my gambling game up. My eighth grade get like me game don't look the same right now, so I gotta get right. But if you guys go to WileyWins.com right now, I'll give you 125% sign up bonus. That means if you give me a dollar, I'll give you a dollar and a quarter. You ain't even did nothing. That's what I'm talking about. So let's compete. Have a little fun for a little change, a little coin right there. I'm going to get these prop bets wet. Oh, man, I got a few just thinking and brewing through them. Like, I don't know, the next player to get fined for uniform, silly stuff like that. Next player that does a rapper celebration. These cats are doing like Drewskis and all that crazy stuff. I see it. I just don't know it in the moment. That's what let me know I'm getting old. Because there used to be a day I was like, oh, he doing the Drewski. Whoever the Drewski was in 98, right? But now they cats do it. I'm like, I need the gram to help me out. Then they got a split screen and then I got to read the caption. I'm like, oh, that's the Drewski. So that's pretty cool. I saw Pacheco do that this weekend. But go to WileyWins.com and let's compete for a little change. All right, y'all know how we start off every show. Well, what's up with that dude? Well, yesterday, the thing I love to do the most in this world outside of this home and taking care of these itty bitties is take care of the itty bitties in the community. So I went to Long Beach Jordan High School and I got a chance to meet with the boys and girls football teams, boys and girls. Yeah, the girls playing flag. It's official out here in Cali. We play that. The basketball teams and the track teams, which gave me, you know, pure joy right there because track people were getting forgotten. I'm like, I don't forget none of you guys. I respect that sport. I think we highlighted yesterday, which was amazing. Just being there and the experience with them, how real they were, how engaged they were. We had some fun. We talked about focus, the difference in focus, because I think a lot of kids learn focus the wrong way. We talk about competition. A lot of kids learn competition the wrong way. And we talked about identity, which I think is the first thing you need to have in your tool belt if you're going to tackle this world, is an identity, but a different version of identity. So I always talk through that with the kids. I look at myself as a decoder because I've been on this journey for 48 years and I've been from the bottom to where I am right now. So there's no excuses you're going to throw my way. I don't want to hear it, dog. I don't care. And I don't want you to care. I want you to care more about you and your dreams than your circumstances, right? So I don't let them get away with it. They can't tell me about gangs. They can't tell me about drugs. They can't tell me about broken home. They can't tell me nothing because I've been through all those experiences. So Really just empowered when I go to these kids and see them connect with us. We go to them, then all of a sudden they become a part of the team. We have their information. They ask the questions. Then they come to our check-ins and our reinforcements. Then we give them mentorship, resources, scholarship. Ultimately, we incentivize them for being great or trying to achieve greatness, improving themselves, being a greater version of themselves. That's life around here, right? So I did that yesterday. You know me, my heart is full right now. After that, went to football practice. New play alert. New play alert. Got a new play. Ha ha. Woo! These boys in trouble this weekend. I'm about to run this play. All I'm gonna tell y'all is I think I'm running a quad formation. Quads, not trips. Quads on their head. We flip. My kids are disciplined. I had to tighten the screws on them. I told them I ain't mean. I ain't never mad, but I'll get strict. That means I'm going to tighten these screws, make sure y'all do the rules. And if you don't, there are consequences. Got these itty bitties lining up like that. Every single coach out there says this to me. How you get them to line up so fast? Forget how good they are and we win games, we lose games. Forget who's talented. How you get them to line up so fast? I was like, dog, I don't play that. Alignment, assignment, attack. I give them NFL experiences. I'm like, align, assign, attack. Go, AAA, we calling it. That car broke down over there. He need AAA. My little boys be, got little machines out there. I love it so much. So we're going to see how this new play works. Me talking about it like this means it ain't going to work. We'll see Sunday at noon. Other than that, came to the crib, had a pizza and chill night. I did. I ordered an extra large, ate about half of it. Wife put in a little bit, but everybody's just sitting there watching Transformers. My girls are into it. That is, my DNA is strong because my favorite cartoon growing up was Transformers, and my kids are into Transformers. And I will say, I'm glad it's still around, but it ain't the same. Like, it's fancier now. It's way fresher and glossier and like, it's all smooth and stuff. That's cool. But when I grew up, that's a that sucker hit that sound. Optimus Prime, Megatron, Jazz, Bumblebee. Woo! We ain't play, what was it, Starscream? Man, stop playing with me, y'all. Woo! And I'm glad my kids got some of that from dad. All right, so y'all know this show is powered by you and it's powered by ProjectTransition.org, where I went yesterday, what I'm always doing. People think that I'm doing this show just to be talking sports, being in the media and talking entertainment. Come on, y'all. Y'all know me better than that. I ain't leave no damn Fox and ESPN and all that to end up just being like, I'm still going to do it. I'm doing this for the foundation. I'm doing this for the community. I'm doing this for the global community. I'm doing this for our itty bitties. So, yes, I'm going to talk that talk. And if you guys support us like you guys have been, I will send this book to you right now. Never Shut Up. I gave 3 books away yesterday to the 3 winners and gave everyone else some memorabilia from your boy. Always got to give them something. Never can leave them empty-handed. So be a part of the team like those kids are, the itty-bitties are, like a lot of people are. Like Frank Adams from Alameda, California. I saw it, hit it. Donation came in last night. Dwight Breeling, thank you, from Whittier, California. What's up, Whittier? St. Paul in the house, that hit last night. Brandon Johnson from Monroe, Louisiana. We might be family. I got family in Monroe, Shreveport and Monroe. So might be a Wiley somewhere in that Johnson family. Hey, Yume Terra. I hope I said that right, from Alhambra, California. Thank God I'm hitting home. I'm getting West Coast love again. Boy, all that East Coast love, especially I got a bunch in North Carolina, the East. I was getting way too much love. Not too much, but bounce it out, West Coast. And Dan Davenport last night. See what I'm saying? Y'all really showing up for your boy for those itty bitties. And that's what I love right now. It's from Spring, Texas. Damn, that sounds small. But everything in Texas is big. So I don't know if it's small town or not. But salute to you, my man, Dan. All right, let's get into this show right here. Let's get into this topic right here, where former NFL player Sergio Brown was arrested in Southern California, arrested in connection with the death of his 73-year-old mother, Myrtle Brown, who was found slain near her suburban Chicago home. Now, I'm not even going to dare to try and put this dude on trial with the little information and evidence that I have on this case. And I hate when people do that. I hate when we make those round judgments and then we the same people who make those big old round judgments because you hear four sentences about a case and then you're the same one saying, man, what's up with this country? I thought you were innocent till proven guilty. Well then, where you think it's altering? Where you think it's changing? It's changing because of our behaviors. Cats just go out there and indict you. Somebody put up an Instagram post of this. Oh, he guilty, he guilty, he guilty. And then gonna complain that you're not innocent till you're guilty. So I'm gonna pause on that, but I'm gonna give you some details and give y'all some stories that hit home for me when I heard about this case. So Brown was detained while trying to re-enter the United States from Mexico. I've been seeing this dude popping on Instagram all week. like, it is a bad look. Let's say this, okay, we can get this out. This ain't innocence or guilt, but this is like, mama dead and you partying hard. That was an interesting look, let's just say that. But everyone deals with their healing process differently. Everyone grieves different, right? So I do remember being at my mom's funeral, like, why are these people laughing? I remember the first person asked me what we gonna eat when we got back to the house. I swear I was about to kill, nah, don't say that. I really was gonna destroy them. Like, I was gonna, like, I wanted to, my mom's funeral, and you talking about what, mac and cheese? I was like, but I had to remember, the world keeps spinning, so I gotta spin with it. I gotta keep moving on. So he got booked into San Diego County Jail without bail for a fugitive arrest. He agreed to be extradited to Illinois, and now he's going to be out there until November 13th, the day the authorities out there have that time to retrieve him. Okay, exact charges against Brown, unclear, but a warrant for his arrest cited first-degree murder. Now, the death was ruled a homicide of his mom, Myrtle Brown, and she was also... This is kind of weird when I read this. I was like, she was injured during the assault. And I know, you know, watching all the detective shows, that means she was, like, not just killed, but maybe there was a fight. Maybe she was hurt first, break, and then she died, you know. But I was like, injured during an assault? Yeah, you're dead. I think that's an assault. I think that's an injury, right? So there was videos of him, like I said before, him suggesting that he didn't do this crime. He said, fake news, fake news, fake news. It has to be the FBI. That doesn't sound like a person who's trying to throw you off their scent completely. It sounds like somebody who may be altered mentally trying to throw you off their scent, you know? Like almost a boomerang throw. Like you try to throw it that way, but it's coming back towards you. All right. Anyway, he says he was on vacation. He thought his mother was on vacation in the Mexican state of Sonola. I don't know. I need to watch some of my shows again. Sonola. I heard of it before. All right. So in another video posted, he said, Finding Nemo, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Look at me. I'm sound like a hypocrite. I'm about to put this, I'm about to say this dude guilty. He ain't right. All I know is all these little references and Trump references and cartoon references, man, project that you sane, project that you normal, or maybe this is part of that play. Let's see. All right, so we know who he is. He played football. Y'all remember him? He played for Notre Dame, played in the league 2010 to 2016, bunch of teams, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this is a mysterious one right now. Extradition, the mysterious death, the high-profile individual, all this coming together. Murder, death, and sports. All right. Let me take you back to the first. This is crazy. I even got to say this. Listen to this sentence. First time I lost a teammate. Because I was thinking about this, and I was like, I don't have any teammates ever accused of murder. Had a teammate get locked up 10 years, kingpin charges, for drug trafficking. Had several teammates with that, but murder, death, and sports takes me back to high school. I had a teammate. I played Pop Warner with him. He was like a year older than me. Played my same position, running back. Good. I haven't said his name before in a positive way, so I don't want to say it right now in this way. He got a little off course. So like we both the same kind of dude. This is what's crazy about growing up. You grow up with somebody when you eight, it's hard to be gangster when you eight. It's hard to be crazy when you eight, right? But you know, around adolescence, around teenage years, cats could go different directions, right? So when we eight, we the little homies. I'm the fast one. He almost as fast as me, but a little bigger, thicker, But still good, right? And I used to look up to him just because of the age difference. When you're 8 and someone's 9 or 10, you think they like 30, right? And they doing stuff you can't do yet because you only been here for 8 years. So I'm playing around the neighborhood, kicking it, see him at the park all the time, all the time. We get around junior high, we got a little gap between us. I'm still balling, he's still good. Not as good, but still good. But them streets, he great at. He in them streets. Get to high school. He full-fledged. He in them streets hard. He banging. And I'm still balling. I got the knee issues. I'm going through my ups and downs. I'm a little in the awkward phase, whatever. And we used to talk. And it's so crazy when you see somebody who gangster like that and everybody's scared of them. Everybody respect them. Fear them or love them, hate them, respect them. You just had a response to them. And we had a connection because that's the homie, the little homie. The little homie when I was little too, right? So he my dude. Even though he got everybody shook. And we used to always just talk. And I remember, like, damn. Like, I couldn't reach him to get him out of that. But I could always connect with him, even though he was in that. And everybody else shook on him. Then one day, heard. Came back to school. Everybody like, you heard what happened? I was like, no, what happened? Got killed. Dice game. I was like, what? Dice? I'm like, how typical of that is that to die at a dice game? Like, when I was growing up, like, dice, I'm like, come on, man. I was like, come on, for real? Because I'm thinking he'd just give up the money or he'd take the money or they fight, they squabble, whatever it may be. Turns out it wasn't just the dice game. It was the dice game that started it. And he was like, oh, really? That's what you're going to do? Okay. The next day, somebody, couple cats hid at his crib under some cars, they said. I don't know. This is street reporting. And then when he was walking out the house, then going to school, wow, like that. And I was like, man. I was like, wow. Started at the same place, y'all. Went that place. The things that affected me around murder, death, sports, like this case, Kevin Copeland, that's a L.A. name, a legend out here. Remember, he got in a car accident. That devastated a lot of people. I think Keyshawn Johnson went to school with him, or at least went to the same school, maybe a little younger. Remember, that just shook everybody because it was weird growing up. You thought that if you play sports, you were not only safe from the gangsters, safe from the lifestyle, but more importantly, I thought you were immortal because of your age and the fact that you were protected from everybody because you played sports. And when you hear somebody die naturally or somebody get killed, you like, what the hell? The only other time that I had a situation that was kind of interesting was when I was working out one time. And the way my apartment building was, we had this huge, like, gully. If y'all know what a gully is, it's a bunch of random ass trees and bushes, right? So we play Tarzan down there. Oh, land. It's crazy. Now I look at my kids. I won't let my kids leave the room without me looking at them and saying, what you doing? Stop running around that corner of that table. You know what I mean? I used to swing from like 4-story buildings, it felt like, with vines. And no lie, every other day, the vine would break. You just land, just land in a bunch of bushes. Oh, you all right? Yeah, but I think those are roses this time. Crazy, right? Different animal, different era. One time, I'm working out, concrete weights. I'm hitting my, I think it was like 95 pounds. I'm like trying to rep it. Oh, man. And then I hear something in the bushes, but I'm repping. I'm hearing in the bush. I got my radio. I got my extension cord going from my apartment all the way down. Ghetto. And I'm just doing this. And you know when you do this, you rack it. And then you sit up. And when I sat up, I saw him. I was like, oh no. And I was like, And he came in here, he's like, you good? And I was like, you good? And I put it together. I said, why are you in them bushes? And there was something that happened down the street. And I heard it, but I didn't think it. Then I see you in my bushes. I was like, ain't gonna tell you how that one turned out. Protect the guilty. But what do y'all think happened with Sergio in this situation? It sounds like mental health, some issues there. I don't know. I mean, it's just a few quotes, but doesn't sound right. And your 73-year-old mom is dead, and I don't know how you're supposed to look, but this is not the look. Just give me y'all thoughts in the comments about this case, because I don't know enough about it to place judgment, except he don't sound right. And I know if my mama passing away, this ain't how I would roll. Oh, y'all remember this one? Hold it now. Boom, 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 boom. I wish I had me a car when that came out, because I remember saying to myself, playing it on my headphones. That's why I can't hear that well right now. No lie. I used to have them like before Beats. We used to have these swap me headphones I used to get from Slauson and all that. And they used to be so loud. No lie. I think they were louder than Beats, but smaller, right? And I said, smash them together. And I remember listening to Shut Them Down. I testify, my mama cry, black people die when other men lie. And that ain't the hardest part, even though Chuck used to help raise me. Because, boy, that voice, I don't know exactly all the things that Chuck was saying. I was a little young. I was like, it's kind of deep. But, boy, he used to hit me with that voice and just that power. Boom, well, shut him down, right? But then, that bass, boom, 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 boom. See, y'all got to know levels. And if y'all watching it on the EQ, you looking like, oh, snap, green, green, yellow, yellow, red, green. You're like, boom, boom. Boy, when I got me some sounds and got me $5, I played that song. I was like, yep, I was right. Love for you guys, man. You're doing the right thing, too. When you log on to projecttransition.org, you give a donation, recurring donation, you get that book. Let's talk about Deion Sanders. Let's talk about Shadur. This is the first time I ever did that, too, because y'all know me. I don't like doing fads. I'm like anti-fad. Just because I think it's like, it's not sheepish. It's just like, don't do what everybody else does. That's the Bible in me, though. Bible in me has me thinking that the gates to heaven are narrow and few come between. So maybe I'm a contrarian. Maybe I just go against the grain. I don't know. But I'm always thinking, if all y'all going left, let me go right. Because the gates to heaven are narrow and few come between. I digress. But Deion Sanders, we know Coach Prime. He's hoping his son Shadur Sanders can secure a lucrative deal related to his famous watch celebration. Now, help me out in the comments. Does he do it every game? Because they haven't won every game. So did he do it during the SC game? Did he do it during the Oregon? You better not do it. Better not do it during the Oregon game. They, give me that watch, fool. So he certainly does it when they win. He did it in the Arizona State game. I saw him run down at the end of the game. I have no problem with this. Jason Whitlock is calling it taunting and other stuff. That's the only person I saw go against it. He going against Deion way too much, but whatever. I'm at the point where I don't even want to watch it. They're like, I watch Jason's show, but when I see the Deion topic, I'm like, nah, because you making lemon, not lemonade. So I'm like, nah, leave that be. So I think it's a dope celebration. Like, everybody got their thing. I had the sack dance. I was bucking the boat, as they say, right? My sack dance, people liked it when I did it. I ride that boat, whatever it may be. Everybody got their thing. What is, some see people do this. I seen all that. What was that, Jared Allen? Yeah, all that. But this one is pretty simple and dope. The key to a great celebration dance is get the most out of it without doing a lot. Because I hate. I'm using hate the right way, too. When I see somebody score a touchdown and the first thing they do is, I'm like, oh, dog. It made me feel like I'm watching Fame. 5, 6, 7, 8, let's go. And then they do something corny and choreographed. Let's roll the boat together. Oh, my God. Let's all get in the school bus. Which way we go? I'm like, man, you don't mess that whole touchdown up. Give them 5 points instead of 6. All that BS. Grown-ass men. Okay, because you got to practice that. And I don't want to be there when y'all practicing that. Okay, should we do the bobsled? No, not today. Not the bobsled? Okay. Not the bobsled? Okay. We're going to do what? Imagine that practice. I'm coaching that team. Shut y'all asses down. All right, so the celebration got a ton of attention. We already know. DJ Khaled has done it. I saw a video of Rick Ross doing it, right? Yep. So we know the NIL deal's out there right now. Time to eat. Anything you got that has audience, that has market, you need to bring it to market and get paid, young homie. Get You better do it. So Deion is smart. Deion knows. He's like, look, this is the moment. We got to seize this opportunity, financial gain. Crazy enough, I was driving home just now on the way to do the show. And remember that, I guess her name was Viv or something, the lady that got Donald Sterling in trouble. Remember her with the big ass visor? This reminds me of that. There was a moment when she got him caught up and he lost the team. Those visors were synonymous with her and they were slanging them. And I don't think she capitalized on it. I don't think she got a signature line of her own out there, etc. But I knew it wouldn't last. Now, that's different than this. But I knew it wouldn't last because of the brand association. Her. Like, you got to think, oh, that's fresh. Because I ain't going to lie, that was the first time I ever seen a visor that damn big. A little pelican looking, a little beaky. But I was like, whatever. Kind of dope. I ain't want one. But I was like, I can see women rocking them. And then went away. Because I think a lot of people's like, eh, I don't want to be associated with her. Because you know why. She taping the old man up. Even though he said wrong things, it's still a way to do it, right? Man, in his private home. He basically, his group text got leaked. And like I said, if my group text got leaked, and if y'all group text got leaked, all of us out of jobs. So thought that was wrong. I forget her name, Viviano or something. Anyway, she didn't take advantage of it. Deion trying to make sure Shadur takes advantage of it. And more importantly, he knows his runway. Even if he doesn't leave this year, which I don't think he is, which I don't think he should, come back next year with all this momentum, Heisman hopeful, top program, help daddy build this thing even more and be the top pick potentially, because you ain't going to be the top pick this year. Caleb Williams got that on lock. Top two picks kind of on lock, right? Oh, the dude over there in Kentucky. So I think Kentucky. So here's the thing. We got this going right now where Shadur needs to capitalize on this while in college. Now, I got a chance to meet Caleb Williams, hang out with him for a sec, go do an event with him, and know how much he getting paid, young homie, getting paid. He got deals with Beats, Aloe, and I just stopped counting after that. I was like, let me get out your pockets, bro. He, at this event, brought his whole offensive lineman to the event, made sure that Beats gave them all headphones and took care of them, I think, because he got paid to do the event. You live in a high-rise somewhere downtown? I used to live in a high-rise downtown after I played in the NFL for 10 years and worked on network TV for 10 years. This sucker, yeah, winning. Good for him. All I'm saying is Shadur, get yours. Now, here Shadur is anticipated to make even more in NIL money. But let's talk through this process, right? When you got something going, I've been here before. Not me, unfortunately. Yeah, on a small degree. Let me start with mine. Okay, so when I was bucking the boat, when I was winning NFL Man of the Year for my community work, and I was in the Pro Bowl, All-Pro, my foundation was cracking. Once again, God, life is full circle. Woo, that was a moment. I ain't even put it together until now when I said it. I was running my foundation, and my foundation, Marcel Swally Foundation. One of our fundraising, revenue streams, I should say, was selling T-shirts of the foundation, simply. Charger logo, Charger colors, Marcellus Wiley's real small foundation and thing. And people used to rock them. Here's what used to happen. After the games, I walk out. You know, you got that line of people want autographs and stuff. And you talk to them, take pictures and stuff, whatever. Meet their family. And I had my little cousins, my Nizzles. And they would have boxes of T-shirts. We doing it like Too Short. Albums out the trunk. Why everybody's, you know, really excited. It's 80,000 people there. They all pumped to see you. No better place to sell them, right? And this is before online. So we ain't had no internet like that. So it may have been out, but it wasn't no damn Shopify or whatever. So anyway, boxes. I mean, a truck full of boxes, all T-shirts. Kind of tough manual labor, too. You have smalls, medium, large, extra large. Somebody over there want a large. You got to run back. You know, they used to do it, though. I used to give them money, and I said, sell all these and give me the money back for the foundation. They would. Sell out every game. Every time they showed up with them boxes with shirts, they left with just boxes, no shirts. That was it for me. But before that, I had seen it. Doug Flutie. Y'all remember Flutie? Y'all remember Flutie Flakes? Remember the cereal that was in grocery stores that they sold everywhere? How'd that start? Because Doug Flutie had an audience. People were like, Stu's amazing. The little engine that could, right? And those Flutie Flakes, no lie. People used to come up to Buffalo, visit me. What's up, Marcellus? How you doing? All good. Man, it's great. I can't wait to see y'all out there in ball. Man, I can't meet Doug Flutie. I was like, yeah, that's what. I love when people ask you super quick. Can I meet your teammate? Yeah. Yeah, it's only been a couple teammates that are assholes like that, and you're still going to meet them too, but just be warned. So, meet Doug Flutie. Then they were like, can we go get some Flutie Flakes? Or some of them will have Flutie Flakes and make them sign the box. I was like, wow, that's crazy. So I've seen this before. Basically, we're saying, Shadur, you need to take advantage of it like this. Sean Merriman had it a wave before. Remember Sean Merriman? Lights out. I ain't gonna lie, it was hype. I was like, that was a lot of energy, dog. But he was in that zone. Hit that switch. So Sean Merriman, he's still rolling right now. He got like a fight league right now doing his thing. Respect to my man. All this is you being an endorser. It's one thing to get paid to serve and endorse somebody else's watch line. If Rolex call you, writing you that check, I know it's seven figures, you gotta take it, right? But what about this? How about you create, Shadur, Dion, like you got your glasses, I think those are yours, yeah, a flashy but inexpensive, kind of like a flashy Casio, and have that sold online everywhere. Fulfillment based, like, so hey, y'all order it, y'all get it. The Shadur, like, first of all, your name sound like a watch. Shadur, I'm buying this Shadur. Lil MJ, I know my son, if he ain't that age yet where he watching for like the fanfare, he just watching the game, but he seen Colorado play, he see this one more time, he gonna be like, daddy, I want that watch, I want a Shadur. Then you can play in it too. Fancy, flashy, but inexpensive. You can have that. Go get it, big dog. I want to see you make that money. So one thing to endorse Rolex and all that, but when you stop endorsing them, or you fall off, or you don't play well, or anything happens, or they just be like, all right, enough is enough. They don't write you them checks no more. Shadur, you can be retired. You have a good career. You can retire. You have a great college career. You ain't even got to play that great in the pros. You can Shadur your ass all the way to millions. Let's see that happen. All right. Oh, damn, my brakes tripping. Got them old ass disc brakes. Remember that before they went analog? Disc brakes. Oh, man. All right. I'm about to cheat now, y'all, because I don't know lyrics of songs. Forget y'all. I never have, never will. Unless it's the simplest of songs, right? I do not know lyrics. And it's kind of funny to do that, but it's also like, come on, dog. Like, show some respect. Know what they said. They put they pen to pad. They put their heart into their poetry, you know what I'm saying? So hook them up, right? So, all right. Y'all remember this one? Pump it up, homeboy. Pump it up, homeboy. And I used to think it said, now is the beginning till I finish this song. But I just read, knowledge will begin until I finish this song, because the rhyme gets rougher as the rhyme goes on. You sweat as you step, about to get hype. Y'all remember that part? And then he said, listen to the man on the mic. Then it went boom, 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 boom. Ah. All them hits on that song, I mean on that album, all them hits. I got soul, yeah. I know, my melody, I know. Paid in full, I know. As the rhyme goes on, it's still for me the hypest one. Sometimes my melody, when it go, you hear that whistle, feel like you damn near in a Western movie and draw down on somebody, John Wick. You hear that, we're gonna do that one another time. But damn, I love that album. That's a classic album right there. Go to projecttransition.org. Damn, I love that foundation. That's a classic foundation right there. Leave a recurring donation. This book is yours. And I hope y'all read it for real. Like, I'm not reading these lyrics right here. It's right here on my phone. I'm tripping. All right, let's talk about LeBron James. And Bronny James. And Savannah's her name. Thank you guys in the comments. I need y'all. Y'all my brain. I ain't going to ever get up here in front like I know it all. I believe in the wisdom of the crowd. None of us is smart as all of us. None of us is as smart as all of us. So I will always lean on y'all. And I don't give a damn. It doesn't hurt my feeling or my ego. I am not insecure about how smart I am. Wink. All right. So there was a user talking about Bronny James' athleticism. We got the video and stuff. I saw it. I was like, oh, okay. And they were asking about LeBron's son's athleticism. Now, here's the thing that's crazy about it. He wrote back, talking that smack, talking that real too, exactly. He's definitely just as, if not right there at his age. The casuals just like to argue about poop they literally don't know about. LeBron James responding to the comparison between his son and his own athleticism. Now, let me just stop down on this moment and not be hypercritical, but LeBron has to understand this, and I know he does, but maybe because of the volume of criticism he gets, he may think it's way greater than it is. When I heard somebody compare LeBron's athleticism to Bronny's, I'm not a lazy fan, and I'm a former athlete, so I get you can be different levels of great in terms of performance, in terms of results, but y'all could be the same athletically, and y'all could be different sizes and the same athletically, right? Like, people who have been around sports get that. Oh, he is good as him in terms of athleticism, but he ain't as good as him when it comes to turning out on that field, right? Here, example. Tom Brady is regarded as the best quarterback ever, right? But not in terms of athleticism. Steve Young is a way better athlete than him. John Elway, way better athlete than him, right? But Brady closes that gap, surpasses them, if you say what people talk about in terms of accolade, in terms of results. That's my point. So it ain't about how good you are. I ain't saying Bronny is good as LeBron. I'm saying he's as athletic at the same age as LeBron was. And here's LeBron also saying this. I'm over here burping. Two, say Bronny's just as athletic or if not more than Bron was at his age isn't wild. He's doing this at 6'2", not 6'8". So that's the difference. 6 inches shorter than his dad. Daddy was 6'8". At, yeah, 19, yeah, he was in the league already, you're right. Crazy, man. So, LeBron is out there, you know, as a dad should, but also clarifying. But I want him to know that people, me, other people look at, because they went to Sierra Canyon. Shout out to Sierra Canyon. Shout out to Jim and Dina, who are my friends, neighbors, and also run that school. He used to go there, right? We all get it. And watching those games, as I saw, this dude got something there. You know, and it was sad because, you know, no matter what he does, it's that. Oh, but the cherry on top is your dad. And I wish kids would be like, yes. I wish kids would own it instead of try to deflect and try to distance themselves from that. MJ. If MJ is anything near Bronny or more, I'm like, yes, you better run with your name. Yes, you're Marcellus Vernon Wiley Jr. Yes, your daddy made it. Yes, you can make it. I want him to own that and then be like, y'all gonna try and make me feel bad because my daddy got a head start, or I got a head start because my daddy was there, or you think I'm not good because my daddy was good, or not as good because it's just my DNA. Sound like jealousy to me. I hope my son is never leading with that, but when they push at him or when they flex, tell him I got next. You flex, I got next. You go ahead and flex. No, say what you got to say. My turn. You know who my daddy is, right? LeBron. Guess what our dinner table conversations sound like, homie? A little different than yours. Because we talking big money. We talking big game over here. Like, what's the point of having all this? What's the point of doing this and your kids going, you're right. I haven't earned anything. I was born on third base. I hope my son's born on home plate. He ain't even got to run for the home run. Just go out there and get them points, man. Stop playing. Y'all got to empower these kids. Stop that. Anyway, so there was a focus and discussion on athleticism and all that. Now, let's talk about these second-generation athletes because y'all know the whole narrative. There are exceptions, but there is a rule. There's a rule that good athletes make great athletes if you're talking about first, second generation. But great athletes only make good athletes. Huh? They talk about how there's a Barry Bonds senior and then there's a Barry Bonds junior, right? Then they also talk about there's a Michael Jordan and then there's a Michael Jordan's son. So that means MJ got a chance because there's a Marcellus Vernon Wiley senior and there's junior. Man, I'm telling you, my daughter's the one too. She's silly. But nah, in all seriousness, there's a lot of them like that. I don't want to do Dale Curry like that, but people always throw his name up in there. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, Steph Curry. Steph Curry. Whatever you want to say about Dale, he wasn't that. So I'll give you that. All right. So the point is, I'm seeing so many of these kids now. Carlos Boozer and the Boozer twins. Shout out to Carlos. Saw him recently, man. It's my guy. Both of them 16. I don't know. I saw him play once. Like, God dang. They in high school? What the hell? Matt Barnes, I see his little boys out there now. They teenagers. They getting it. Chris Paul, I see his boys out here all the time. Reggie Bush, my guy, my coach on my team. That's my guy. His son. Both his sons. Both his sons. The little one, hey. His big one, sick. His little one, he need to be admitted. That boy can move. I'm about to give him the ball this weekend. He hasn't got the ball yet because he's like six, young six too maybe. He's struggling to keep up with 8-9-year-olds in terms of like attention. But boy, he be in it. And when he get the ball, yang, 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 yang. I'm like, I got to see that in the game now. So he's going to get the rock. We'll see. But the point is, yeah, it's the DNA. But it's also the intelligence. I tell this story where MJ, super fast. MJ's always going to be one of the biggest, but he usually is the fastest. So number one in speed and top three always in size. It's a lot. But you could be the fastest around your team and your kids. Them kids everywhere that's fast. Them kids coming from everywhere. So you playing another team that kids fast too. He got the angle. This is the difference. This is what Bronny gonna gain as well. We watching film one time. Yeah, my son is 8 years old, and at the time, seven, we watching film. Not like deep in no dark room. I'm just like, look at my phone. Check this out. You try to outrun that little fast boy. Boy, don't you know that boy bow-legged? You ain't going nowhere on no bow-legged kid. Oh, man. And his mama screaming loud. Oh, if he bow-legged and his mama loud, he faster than Usain Bolt. You ain't getting it. So anyway, my son tried to run the sideline. That kid ran the sideline, ran out of field. Then all of a sudden he gets you, got your flag. I said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to sit him down next time. You see where the sideline is. Don't go towards that. Go towards him. Sit him down. Then use that sideline to your advantage. You know you're sitting him down. Once you sit him down, you're going to feel which way to go. But typically it's outside. But sit him down first. And I was like, once you do that, he ain't going to never catch you. Okay, daddy. No lie, next game, he did it. No lie, next game, after that night, we sitting in the bed, about to go to bed. I was like, look, you did it. And I said, and I start doing this, you know, on your phone when you make that little thing, and it just go, I said, look at his feet. Little kid, both feet in the air, because he sat him down. Come on, man. Now, I bring all this up because it's interesting. That's in part one of the pillars of my foundation. Sportsmanship. The S in fives is sportsmanship. We have a program called Everyone's Coach. Now, this program is going to be robust, but this program is basically all of my professional athlete friends, my network, former pro athletes and collegiate athletes, going back to the underserved communities where these kids are being forgotten or don't have the same resources, don't have that first generation dad who made it, don't have that specialized training and coaching. And we're going back and giving them these little kernels of truth, these little gems. We're giving them all the jewels and gems so they can shine just like a MJ or a Reggie Bush son who lives out here who has a lot more in terms of resources. So when you guys donate and support, that's where it's going as well. But Everyone's Coach is to make sure that me, remember me, 1983, growing up off Slauson, living in Overhills, going playing in Inglewood, Grandma and Compton, me. He don't get forgotten. He doesn't get forgotten. He doesn't get left behind. He gets jewels. I ain't get any jewels like that. I got my coaches were great coaches. I was blessed. Great coaches that got me disciplined. But jewels like the game, the fight, I was talented. I was talented. So I just saw this story right here, and I was like, it's interesting to see that Bronny's going to be able to not only get daddy's DNA, but get some of that game from daddy as well. So y'all see the highlight, and does he look better athletically or the same athletically or worse athletically and then his dad at 6'2 versus 6'8? And let's talk about that heart issue. I don't want to bring that up right now on this topic, but y'all beat it up in the comments. Y'all open, okay with him playing again if you're having to be the team to sign him, NBA? Or y'all like, man, I don't know about that. That got a little apprehension. Want to see what the general public thinks about that. Y'all remember this one? Boom, 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 boom. Who knows that song right now? Just based off my beatbox. I bet nobody. All right, I'm going to do it one more time. Doom, 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 doom. I'm rhyming and designing, also debating the soul first rhyme that has normally been hating by a sucker MC who choosing me lightly. See, I told you I don't know any lyrics, but I know the rhythm. That's that MC Light. Stop, stop, look, look, listen. Oh, man, y'all need to stop looking, listen, and get into projecttransition.org and get into this book right here, Never Shut Up. You guys leave a recurring donation. It's yours. Topics today. I got a little bonus topic right here. Because I was just full, my heart was full. I wanted to spread some joy, let you know how it feels to just be a part of this community. And I went to Long Beach, Jordan yesterday, talked to all those high schoolers. And it just reminded me, man, to give is to get. To give is to get. I mean, the feeling that I get when I come back from those talks, it's like 20 C4s, 98 Celsius, and 25 Starbucks orders. I'm like, golly, because you go through this to give it back to somebody so they don't have to go through it the same way, the same level of resistance, the same adversity, right? And there's a huge importance on giving back. And I learned this when I was in college. Let me give you this short story. Went to a homeless resource center and worked as a work study job in the summer. I had one family in particular, 24 years young. She had five kids. 24, she had five kids, and they were homeless. This is in 1994. And I remember just sitting there at a desk. My job was sitting at a desk and being a counselor. I'm majoring in sociology at Columbia, minor psychology, wanted to be a school teacher. And I'm like, nothing better, nothing more fulfilling than me just getting into the community and seeing how the kids are. And we only work with actually 24 years and younger. That was like the age limit. And I remember the first time she walked in there, I think her name was Maria. And I saw her first. And the craziest thing, like, you know, when I sized her up at first, I didn't see all the kids. I sized her up. I was like, she looks like well taken care of for us to be a homeless resource center and her coming in. Now, y'all got to remember my experiences. I got cats coming in there that are tweaking. I got cats coming off of bench. I got cats coming in there. I mean, it's just foul all the way around. But you still got to treat them like a decent human being. All of them. I don't care what. Now, there were times you had to take different measures, but yeah, somebody coming in there stinking, bleeding, anything on them, you still had to make sure you connected with them. But she came in, I was like, interesting. And then look behind her, one, two, three, four, five kids. Sat down, signed in, got their sandwiches, which we used to provide with them, and then the resources to get them into stable homes, stable situations. And she was getting towards that age limit because she was 24, limit 24. She was about to age out. And I remember just talking to her. And it was the wildest thing ever talking to her, seeing how far we lived apart. And look, I'm in college. I ain't winning. I go to Columbia in New York, but I'm in L.A. and Hollywood at the homeless resource center called My Friend's Place at the time. And I'm just talking to her like, damn, I ain't got $5 to my name, really. But you don't have anything. And you not wearing it? I swear she was doing magic on me, y'all. I was like, you not wearing your stress? You're not wearing your despair? You're not wearing that you got five kids and you don't have a place to stay? And she wouldn't. Man, she would come in there, I wouldn't say every day, but a lot. And, you know, then obviously going to the shelters as well with the kids. But I know people that are single parents. They got one kid and losing their damn mind. And they got a house. And they got a roof over their head. And they got food. And they wearing it. and she never wore it. But then she was planting those seeds in those moments for people like me to continue to try and spread that same joy despite circumstances. That's where I learned that from. Now, you don't have to wear it. I know you get it. That's why I laugh at cats, and I say laugh loosely. I mean, I am not intimidated. I'm not getting punked. I'm not giving in. I'm not hearing it when somebody's going through quote unquote hell and they want me to know how hot it is. I'm like, I don't want to know how hot it is. I want you to get up out of that hot, get up out of that heat and get somewhere and spread that joy, you know? So I just wanted to remind y'all, man, how important it is to give and to remember to give is to get. All right, y'all, let's funk up some comments. Funk up some comments, yeah. All right, let's go to Jordan Love. He said, with all due respect, I can't stand Colin. Y'all like Colin Cowherd? That's a you problem. His takes make Skip Bayless's takes seem 100. Laugh. Hope all is well. Yeah, all is well. Including with Colin. I like Colin. Y'all ain't going to turn my mind off Colin. I like me some Colin. Colin was the same dude doubting Lamar. Dudes like him don't believe in player development. A lot of analysts had doubt about Josh Allen, but once he got Diggs, he became an elite quarterback. Okay, your favorite sports media analyst, broadcaster, host is not perfect. We all get them wrong. You too. So if you don't like Colin just because he got Lamar Jackson wrong, maybe there's something else to it. Because, I mean, especially Lamar Jackson, take the race part out of it because that's when you get clouded. If you're just saying Lamar Jackson, he's going to be great or not, it was okay if somebody said, I don't know. It would be okay. Just like it's okay if you say that about a traditional pocket passer or a white quarterback. What's all the variables? Black, running, stationary, white. You have doubted every one of them types, I hope, if you really being real about it. Think everybody thought that every running quarterback was going to be Bombay? Come on, man. Let's talk about Dak. It honestly wouldn't do any good to get rid of Dak. If you bring someone else in there, it's going to be a learning curve, and then that's when you'll find out if another quarterback can play. Team is going to have to self-evaluate their self. And I think self-evaluate was enough. And recognize their deficiencies and improve them. Yeah, you sound like you ain't got an answer. Sound like a coach. All right, guys, we got to work harder. Man, shut up. Draw up a better play, coach. Get a better player. I put my hand up. Me too. You know what I mean? Stop that. Cowboys fans. Oh, there's a they got rid of Zeke. Now it's time to issue Dak's eviction notice. Keep it at 100. Y'all trying to get rid of Dak? It's interesting. Teams do not like B-minuses. Like, they'll get rid of a B-minus to shoot for that A. You know, if you're a B, they'll hold on. If you're a B-plus, of course, and obviously A's. But if you're a B-minus, they're like, you're too close to average. And Dak ain't average. But he's too close right now, the way he played that. Ooh, that 49er game hurt. That was the first time, I'm not going to lie, in my sports media career, that I looked at Dak Prescott and was like, hey, I hear what y'all saying a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you ever see that? Your uncle ever do that? You say something to your uncle way early in the morning and then in the afternoon, it happens, he go like this. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about Dak. Watch him now. All right, I hear y'all. Shaq or LeBron? The NBA owes LeBron for being put in... Proofread, y'all. I can't read, and y'all can't write. The NBA owes LeBron for putting in 21-plus years and 23 years when it's all said and done, and he has been the face of the NBA arguably since 2010. I love Shaq, but I'm going with LeBron. Good point. Great point. They're indebted. Is this LeBron PED thing worth talking about? Seems like the NBA is really trying to keep this quiet. Love the show. The PED thing I heard about LeBron was a long time ago, and I ain't hear much about it, so I don't know. I don't go in rabbit holes. I fall in them, but I don't intentionally walk into them. You get what I'm saying? Shaq has his annual fundraiser for his foundation here each year. Just happened last week, as a matter of fact, so Shaq is established here. I agree. Shaq and the Fool in Las Vegas will be crazy. I wouldn't call a once-a-year foundation event established there, but, you know, who doesn't go to Vegas? And Shaq got ties there. LeBron got ties there. LeBron there for summer league every year. I'm sure they probably got a little condo over there. Maybe try to play it off for tax purposes and stuff, you know. Come on, man. I just think that Shaq's personality matches it more, but that doesn't really give him a great head start in terms of the business. Let's talk about Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones. Colin and Nick Wright seem be more free when their character assassinated white quarterbacks. Mm. Colin says he likes quarterbacks with short hair, but won't dare say anything about Lamar, CJ, or Fields' hair. Why'd I read that comment? Listen about this. Mac Jones was overevaluated due to playing at Alabama with super studs. Belichick fell for it. Belichick is probably trying to have one more winning season before retiring. Yeah, that whole Alabama quarterback thing. I mean, you can say Jalen Hurts, but he ain't finished there. But point being, I hear you. Tua. Tua finished there. Uh-huh. Y'all better stop playing. There we go. There you go, Nick. You got 2.5, kind of. 1.5. Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady. Tony Brady and Matt Jones and Rusty Wilson. Oh, some of my favorites, multiverse quarterbacks. Oh, you being funny. Mac Jones ain't it. Now, I can definitively say that right now. Not for New England, not with their level of weapons. Oof, that ain't going to get it. That is ham, no burger. They ain't got it. They got a good coach, and that's it. He ain't got what he needs. All right, y'all know how we finish every show. We finish with a Wiley-ism. Yeah. Sponsored by BetUS, let's say that, right? Go to BetUS or go to WileyWins.com. Log on. I'll hook you up with some extra charm, some extra coin. Don't feel good feeling bad. Don't feel good feeling bad. Woo! If you want to get under my skin, throw a pity party in front of me and see what I do. I come through there like Snoop stomping the buildings. Shut your little pity party having ass up. I wanted to see that. Come on, man. Every breath you take, every step you make, you got a new opportunity. So I don't allow pity parties. I don't throw them for myself. I ain't gonna let you throw one. Now, doesn't mean I don't attend a few. Doesn't mean I don't just walk into my own a few times. And I try to my damnedest to get up out of there. Why? Because I see too many people that actually enjoy feeling bad. You ever see somebody like that? When they're sick, they want you to know they're sick. Oh, man, that's a bad one. Or I hate these people too. I hate people that they feeling bad. They're like, oh, and I'm like, you all right? Oh no, I'm okay. I'm good. Shut your ass. You need anything? No, maybe you can give me some soup. Okay, I'll get you some soup. Then I start making the soup. All right, you all right, big dog? You good? Why am I making soup for a dude? All right, you all right? And then you see him reach for the remote and be like this. He be chilling. I'm like, what the hell? Some people just feel good feeling bad. And I hate it. Ooh, I hate it. Reminds me of people that, like, they say, you ever been somewhere and somebody go, ooh, what, man? Or they waiting for you to say, what? They waiting for you to just be like, what you laughing at? I do that around me and see how long I leave your ass hanging. Like, he don't want me to know. He didn't say my name. He didn't bring me into it. Maybe I'm a butthole for that, but I'm not helping you out. Now, if you say, Marcellus, you see that? What? All day. But if you go, I ain't got nothing for you. Reminds me of people who just want to feel good, feeling bad. Something's going wrong in your life. Fix that thing. Every problem got a solution built into it. Yep. On the other side of that adversity is the solution, is the goal, right? It's like football. Goal line stands. You ever seen a goal line defense? Yeah, kind of hard to get through. It's hard to throw. It's hard to run. It's hard. Field shorter, shrinking. All that is true, like in life. However, you get through there, touchdown, points. You got to get through it, right? And ain't nobody tripping that you feeling good, feeling bad. Like, oh my God, this is not gonna work. Oh my God. Stop throwing that pity party, y'all. And remember, check people, check yourself. Don't feel good, feeling bad. All right, y'all. That'll do it for More To It. Check the show notes for all the information on our topics today. Today! Want to keep the conversation going? Let's talk. Find me on all socials at Marcellus Wiley. More Too is a production of Dan Patrick Productions, Dat Dude Entertainment, and Workhouse Media. The show is executive produced by Dan Patrick, Marcellus Wiley, Paul Anderson, and Nick Pinella. Thanks for all the love, ratings, and subscriptions, and reviews, membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. Keep it coming, because there's more coming from More To It. Talk to y'all hella soon.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.